And now, it's time to catch up with the week's events as HCR 104 FM presents the omnibus edition of Huntsford.
Here's your coffee, Charlotte. I'm glad you came in. I wanted a word.
Oh, if it's about, you-know-who, she seems to have settled in.
That's good. My flat's so small, I was afraid someone would spot her here.
Oh, we hardly notice her. At the weekend, we had to go to her room and invite her down to eat supper. She is very nervous.
Oh, well, I can understand that. Nick was in the other night and he really scared me.
Really? I've only found him polite. I can't imagine he would ever be aggressive.
I was on my own, closing up, and he was quite insistent. Wanted to go up to the flat.
Oh, lucky she wasn't there.
Maybe I overreacted. I mean, it's difficult to prevaricate when you know the truth. I've never been a good liar.
That's how Raymond feels. He is really embarrassed seeing Nick at the golf club, telling everyone how worried he is about Heather and all the time she's hiding at ours.
Oh, I can understand how he feels.
Talking of Raymond, I'm a bit worried about his weight.
Well, he says he's on a diet.
Yeah, he put on a lot of weight over Christmas and it's not healthy.
Is he really dieting?
I've been leaving Pax a salad for his lunch every day and Sam says she makes him eat with her in the flat, but it doesn't seem to be working.
Well, is he exercising?
Oh, you know Raymond. He insists he's on his feet all day.
Yeah, but walking from chair to the basin is hardly demanding.
Exactly, and the rounds of golf are cancelled out by his trips to the bar afterwards.
Have you tried the healthy lifestyle food boxes?
Oh, haven't heard of them.
I got this leaflet through the door. Look, it's something different every day. Calorie controlled and delivered to the door.
Ooh, they look quite tasty.
And they are on special offer for the first 4 weeks.
Ooh, I'll give them a try. Thanks, Carmella.
Right, that's me finished. If you're closing up, then Red Lion, here I come.
Yeah, a bit depressing there, isn't it? Duncan always looks like he's swallowed a wasp, and you can't get a smile out of Jordan. Place gone right down since Nicky left.
It's improving, Dad. They've got a new barman, and believe it or not, he's got a sense of humour.
Ha! Huh, wonder how Duncan's coping with that?
Seems much happier. Well, he doesn't glare so much. Trevor's always cracking jokes. Everyone likes him.
Well, enjoy yourself. I won't wait up.
No, I've got my key.
Oh, hello. Robert's garage. Bob speaking. Hello. Fiona. You're on the bypass. Oh, hang on, son. I think you might be needed.
Typical.
You might have run out of petrol. But your phone's low on battery. Okay. Now, you need to put on the hazard lights. Yet the switch with the red triangle on it. Now, you need to get out of the car. Yeah, I know it's cold and you haven't got a coat, but you have to get out. Hello, Fiona? Hello? Oh, no use, the phone's died.
So what's the problem?
A car just stopped on the bypass.
So do I need the truck to tow her back here or just drive out with the car and a can of petrol?
Couldn't get any sense out of her. She was in a right state. I'd be on the safe side. Take the truck and a can of petrol.
Did she say where on the bypass?
No, battery died before she could tell me. But I imagine this time of night she'd be on her way home. Oh, just go and look for her, son.
Oh, honestly, it's just not good enough.
What's the matter? Oh, that new client. The one your dad was so adamant we had to have here.
That woman from the golf club?
Yes, Judy Riley. She's booked in for now and she hasn't shown.
Have you rung her?
Yes, of course I have, but no reply.
Well, that's strange. Maybe she's driving and can't answer.
Oh, she's supposed to be a high-flying businesswoman. You'd think she'd have hands free.
Dad, do you know what's become of Judy Riley?
Judy? Isn't she supposed to be coming to see Fiona today?
Supposed being the operative word. She hasn't turned up.
Well, there must be a good reason.
I don't care about excuses. I care about my time being wasted. I had to rearrange my regulars to suit the time she wanted.
Don't worry, I'll ring her.
Oh, as far as I'm concerned, she's not getting another appointment with me.
As she's not here, why don't you take a break? Go to Carmella's and have a drink.
Oh, that's the most sensible idea I've heard all morning.
Well, I sincerely hope it'll be chamomile tea rather than a double espresso. These mood springs, oh, really.
Fiona's going through a bad patch.
She was the one who double booked Judy in the first place.
I'm sure she'll come round and do a great job.
No, I'll ring Judy and book her in with me.
I must say,
It's nice to have someone working here who can change a barrel.
I can, but last time I almost crushed my foot when I dropped it and it bounced across the floor. Health and safety would have had a field day.
You didn't tell me that either, did you? When I put that barrel on, it exploded froth all over me.
Sorry, Dad, I meant to. I forgot. For a while I thought I'd killed you.
I stank a lager for a week, and Wasp found me very appealing. Talk about sticky.
Anyway, you got Trevor now. Actually, it was well funny.
Yeah, hilarious. The thing is, Jordan, I need someone permanent now Nicky's gone. Temp's no good to me. I'm used to having a settled staff.
Well, Dad, if we keep Trevor, we won't have to pay any more fees, and the customers love him.
That's true.
Mind you, his jokes are a bit filthy, but hey, at least he's funny.
You know, Jordan, something a bit odd about Trevor. I mean, he's nice enough in that, do you know what I mean? But something I can't quite put my finger on.
For goodness sake, Dad, don't put obstacles in the way where you don't need to.
Yeah, but supposing Trevor doesn't want a full-time job?
It's time you invested in your staff, though, isn't it? How long do you think I can manage to work two jobs? I need a break, like everyone else.
If he says no, we'll be up, you know where without a paddle. Then what?
You could be such a pessimist sometimes. You'll have to make him an offer he can't refuse, won't you? Get your wallet out of the mothballs.
Have the Gestapo been round, Charlotte? Was Nick wearing a monocle in one eye? Did he find out they're hidden in one of our secret rooms? Aye, in the priest's hole, perhaps.
I suppose you think you're funny, Raymond. Heather's fear is very real. She positively shakes when you talk to her.
Yeah, I do have that effect on women. Most women find me very attractive.
In your dreams. Not with that stomach sticking out your knot. Have you been stuffing your face again behind my back? Come on, tell me the truth.
I'll tell you the truth, all right. It's ridiculous that Heather is hiding from Nick in our house. When he finds out she's here, I'll be thrown out of the golf club.
Oh, Raymond, don't be so dramatic. You're on the committee, aren't you?
Well, not actually. You have to have been a member for 50 years before they let you on it.
Oh, even so, to think Nick would get you thrown out, that's ridiculous.
Ridiculous? I don't think you appreciate what an awkward situation you've put me in.
Oh, really, Raymond? Not half as awkward as me trying to get you to lose weight. Not that it's working yet.
We were talking about Heather, Charlotte, and what we'll do when Nick tracks her down.
Oh, I don't know why you always argue with me.
Why isn't Heather exaggerating a bit? You know, making out Nick's a monster.
Why are you always this irritating, Raymond, or have I only just noticed? I am telling you that we have to wait for Heather to give us the go-ahead and tell us that it's okay to break cover. Have you got that, Raymond?
Break cover? We hardly live in a war zone, do we? And our home is not a film set. Well, although with all the drama about Heather and Nick's marital troubles, it could be, I suppose.
Oh, there you go again, Raymond. Don't you realise that it's you who makes everything into a drama? I must say it's a pity you don't look more like a film star, though.
Oh, Charlotte, I think you may have put this letter down and forgotten about it.
Or
mislaid it, because it hasn't been opened and the postmark says last month.
Oh, it's just one of those letters everyone gets. You know, some organisation wanting a fat donation in exchange for an invitation somewhere. Just leave it on my desk, would you?
Would you mind giving us a minute, Vicky? We're just discussing holidays.
No. All right, I'm off then.
That was rather rude, Raymond. What on earth is the matter with you? Thank you for the music. You've gone all weird on me.
Now, are you going to tell me what's going on? Is there some nutcase out there stalking to you or threatening you? Come on, be honest with me.
Oh, don't be so melodramatic, Raymond. No one is stalking me and I'm not in any danger.
I knew it. If you're not in danger and no one's talking to you, then you must be having an affair. Go on, just tell me. I'd rather know. Who is it? I bet he's younger and thinner than me, isn't he?
Oh, Raymond, I am not having an affair.
Oh, no, don't tell me. It's not the ever-efficient Paul, is it?
Raymond, you are making a fool of yourself.
You haven't gone over to the other side, have you?
What? Become a witch? Oh, pull yourself together, Raymond.
No, prefer women.
Raymond!
Does Sam know? Does Mariona? Don't tell me. Am I the last person to find out?
I think you need to see a counsellor about your paranoia. It's not healthy.
Season 4, Episode 15 was written by Helen Cooley and 16, G. Fairburn. Carmella was played by Sue Rodwell-Smith, Charlotte Tina Yates, Bob Roger Ems, Robbie Mike Took, Fiona, Angie Pike, Raymond, Ben West, Sam, Chloe Fagan-Webb, Duncan, John McCusker, Jordan, Anna Cooley, and Vicky, Elaine Lambdin. The recording engineers were Tony Irving and Elaine Lambdin. Assistant engineer and gopher, Alex Lambdin. Post-production engineer, Callum Perry. Sounds, HCR Sound Library and freesound.org. Huntsford's theme tune was composed by Nick Thompson. Produced and directed by Sue Rodwell-Smith, Huntsford was brought to you by Wavelength Productions and recorded in Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire.